discuss something on Parshas Yisro briefly. I think it's very interesting to consider how the Torah describes Yisro. And if you look at the Lashonas of the Pesukim carefully, the description shifts. There's a change in how the Torah describes Yisro. And I think there's an important message to take from that. Okay. So if you look at the Parsha, it begins with Vayishma Yisro Kohen Mijam Chosein Moshe. So here you have actually a triple expression. He's referred to as Yisro, that's his name. Okay. It's one of his seven names, as Rashi points out. What does Yisro imply? Rashi says Yeser implies Sheyiter Parsha Achas. Sheyiter al Shem Sheyiter Parsha Achas Batorah Va'ata Techazer. So it was through Yisro that an additional parsha was added to the Torah, the parsha of Minei Dayanim. So therefore, he has a name. The name Yeser reflects that Schus Yitar Parsha Achas Batorah. Yisro, Rashi says, Lishin his Gaya Kiyam Hamitzvus Osifalo Osachas Hashmo. So the Vav was added for the Geras. Okay. So the name Yisro reflects both. It reflects Yitar Parsha Achas Batorah and Lishin his Gaya. Okay, that's his name. But the Torah describes him. It was the Kohen Midyan. This is the only place in Parshas Yisro where the Torah uses the Lashon Kohen Midyan. It's already previously mentioned in Shmos. But Kohen Midyan, however you translate it, the uncle says, Rabba de Midyan. It's a Lashon of Gdula, a Lashon of Cheshivas. He was an important person. And then the Torah uses another appellation, Hosein Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe. So he's described both as Yisro, and Kohen Midyan here, it's only at the very beginning, and Chosein Moshe. He's the father-in-law. So Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midyan, Chosein Moshe, Eis Kol Asher Asa Elokimim Moshe Yisrael Amo, Ki Osi Hashem Yisrael Mesiyad Yisrayim. He heard about Kriyas Yamsi, he heard of Mohammed Samalek. He heard. Okay. But then Vayikach Yisro, that describes his halicha. He went and he took with him Tzipor Eishas Moshe, Veishnei Bonea. So the halicha is described in this way. Vayikach Yisro. Again, the Torah says, Chosein Moshe, Moshe's father. We know already he's his father. It was mentioned very previously, but the Torah repeats it. It seems superfluous. Okay, that describes the halicha. Then we have in Pasuk Hey, his arrival described, Vayavo Yisro Chosein Moshe. Again, the Torah uses a double expression. We did just in case someone wasn't paying attention. Yisro is the Chosein Moshe. Okay, the Torah repeats it. It seems superfluous. Okay. That's in Pasuk Hey. So three times the Torah describes him as Yisro Chosein Moshe. All of a sudden, there. And then in Pasuk Vav, so he sends a message. He sends a message. Vayomer al Moshe. He sends a message. Ani Chosein Cho Yisro Bo Ilecha Ve'ishach Hashnei Bena Ima. So, when he sends the message, he himself describes himself as Chosein Cho Yisro. Shemoshe Rabbeinu knew his father was, but Ani Chosein Cho Yisro. He describes him this way. So again, you have the double expression. But then all of a sudden, there's a shift. Like, Yitzei Moshe L'kras Chosno. Moshe went to greet his father. Well, it's just his father. Yisro is in the merchant. Okay. And by a Safer Moshe Lechosta. So Moshe told about all the Nisim that occurred. Eis Kol Asher Asa Hashem Karol Mitzrayim Dosh Yisrael Asa Kol Atlash Matzasa Maderech Yatzalim Hashem. So here again, the Torah says Chosno. So here the Torah, it's a second time, just Chosno. But then the Torah shifts again. Vayichad Yisrael. So Yisrael rejoiced. Now the Torah doesn't say Vayichad Chosein Moshe, or Vayichad Yisro Chosein Moshe. Now all of a sudden it's Vayichad Yisro. Okay. Vayomer Yisro, and Yisro expressed the bracha, which is an important concept. We learn the halacha from that. Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzilas Kamiyad Mitzrayim, Yaparo Asher Yitzilas Ametach Tziyad Mitzrayim. And then the Torah goes back to Vayichach Yisro Chosein Moshe Olo Zvachim Le'elokim. The Torah now shifts back to Yisro Chosein Moshe. And then now the Torah discusses the issue of delegating authority, of adjudicating disputes by delegating authority. So Vahim Macharas Vayeshem Moshe Lishpolus Am Vayamna Moshe Amin Abakar Arab Vayar Chosein Moshe As Kol Asher Osam Am. So here the Torah describes what Yisrael only as Chosein Moshe. Vayom Moshe Lachosno. Vayomer Chosein Moshe Elav Lo Tova Davar Shatosa Navol Tivol Gam Ato Gam Amazeh Asher Mcha. Asher Imach Ki Chafeidu Mcha Hadavar Lo Suchal Asol Adecha. You'll collapse. You'll wither away if you carry on in this way. And constantly, the Torah just uses the expression Chosein Moshe, Vayishma Moshe L'kol Chosno. So we see there is a shift many times in the parasha. You have to understand what's the significance of this. So I suggest explaining as follows. That basically, the name of Yisrael and the way the Torah describes him reflects different responsibilities that every person has. And a person has to be able to balance his responsibilities. So on one hand, a person should be ambitious. A person should be ambitious about his personal spiritual growth. That's a personal responsibility. Every person has to strive to grow spiritually and coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's personal growth, personal spiritual growth. Okay, that's what the name Yisro represents. Shiyitar Parshachas Batorah. Yisgayar Osifu Osachas. That's what Yisro represents. But then a person has responsibilities to others. There are relationships, and a person has responsibilities to others. And that's also part of the Mitzvah HaTorah. There are many mitzvahs that impose responsibilities that a person has towards other people. And these responsibilities can be to be responsible, take responsibility for other people's physical needs, or it can mean to take responsibility for other people's spiritual needs. And this is also part of a person's spiritual growth, but it's a different type of spiritual growth. It's the spiritual growth of a person by worrying about others. And then the spiritual growth of a person by worrying about the activities that he does that just in a very personal way enhances his own personal spiritual growth. Yisrael reflects that. Chosein Moshe reflects responsibility to others. He was Moshe Rabbeinu's follower. And a person has to be ambitious about both. A person has to put in effort for both. And a person has to balance the two. A person has to seek to balance the two. If a person will say, I'm only going to worry about my personal spiritual growth, I'm not going to worry about responsibilities to other people. Torah imposes a responsibility and worrying about other people as well. A person will say, I'm only going to deal with my responsibility with other people. I'm not going to strive to further myself in a very personal way. That's not the right approach. The Torah imposes both responsibilities on a person. The person has to seek. This is every person has to see, has to strive in both realms and has to find the right balance. Not everybody is the same. The person has to find the right balance. And that's what the mitzvot of Torah help us. They help us find the right balance. The mitzvot of Talmud Torah, mitzvot of Tefillah, there are other mitzvot of Chasadim in different ways. And a person undertakes certain family responsibilities. A person has to balance both together. And that's what the names Yisrael and Chosein Moshe imply. So let's consider now, in that light, let's consider the parsha. Shova Yishma Yisrael, he heard. He heard. So this Shmia, in what realm did he hear? Did he hear it as Yisrael? He heard it as Chosein Moshe. He heard it in both realms. His hearing about what happened to Klal Yisrael implied to him that he has to do something. He has to strive to elevate himself spiritually. But it also implies that he has responsibilities to Moshe, has responsibility to Moshe's family because of all this. So the Shmia, he heard as Yisro and he heard as Chosein Moshe. Okay. So that's what the Torah describes. He heard it. He heard it both as Yisro and Chosein Moshe. And his halicha, he was going for two reasons. He was going as Yisro and he was going as Chosein Moshe. He took Sipor, he took a Shnei Banel, he took them. He was going as the Chosein Moshe as well. So the halicha is described as Vayikach Yisro Chosein Moshe Sipor Yisro Moshe Chashul Kehav. So that halicha is described, he's both going as Yisro and as Chosein Moshe. And then it's described that his his coming. Vayavo Yisrael, his arrival, is described also. Vayavo Yisrael Hussein Moshe. It's described in both ways because it reflects his ambitions in both realms, his responsibilities for personal spiritual growth. And he wanted to elevate himself and his responsibilities to his family, to Moshe, to Tzipora, to the children. Yeah. But when Moshe goes out to greet him, and then when he sends a message, it's Vayomer Moshe, Ani Chosen Cha Yisrael Bo Elecha. He said, I'm coming to you for two reasons. I'm coming for myself, and I'm coming for you. I'm coming because my responsibility is to you, to your family. When Moshe goes out to greet him, Vayetze Moshe L'Krastos, no, he wasn't greeting Yisrael because of his personal spiritual growth. Even responsibilities to others is spiritual growth. That's what the Torah tells us. But it's a different type of spiritual growth. He was going because of the relationship he had. Vayetze Moshe, he went out to greet him because he was Chosno. Not because he was Yisrael. Because of Chosno. Vayesaper Moshe L'Chosno. He told, he had a responsibility to Yisrael to help Yisrael in his personal spiritual growth. So Vayesaper Moshe L'Chosno. It wasn't to Yisrael. It was L'Chosno. But then the Torah shifts again. Vayichad Yisrael. Al Kol HaTovah. That reflects his own personal spiritual growth. He rejoiced with what he heard. He rejoiced. And then he said a bracha. The rejoicing led to a bracha. Vayom Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzel. He initiates the concept of bracha on a nes. Asher Yitzelischa, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro. In a certain way, his bracha is different than Eliezer Eved Avram's bracha in Parshas Vayetzar. But he says a bracha. He says on the nisim that occurred. And then he says, "Hatoyadati kol shem kolokim." He said, "A bracha kishva dovar asher zadu aleihem." So they hear the Torah refers to him just as Yisrael. This wasn't part of his responsibility to others. But then the Torah says, "Vayikach Yisrael chosen Moshe alos vachem leilokim." So here now Yisrael, this was both again. He brought all those vachem because of his own personal growth, but he invited others as well to participate. His invitation to others, that was as Hossein Moshe. That reflects his responsibility, his to others. They went because they understood that Yisrael wanted them to come. They didn't come uninvited. They came because there was an implicit invitation. So when Yisrael was Olo Zvachon Elokim, it was Yisrael Hossein Moshe. He was manifesting his ambitions in both responsibilities, personal spiritual growth. But then the Torah describes the mini dayanim, the delegation of authority. That had nothing to do with Yisrael's personal ambitions. That was concern for Moshe. That was concern for Klal Yisrael. As he said, Navol Tibol, you're going to fall apart. Gamata Gamam Azeh Hashem Yimach Ki Kaveh Yimcha Adavar Lus Chol Saladecha. So in terms of mini dayanim, he's just Hossein Moshe. Because Hossein Moshe describes his responsibility to others. Not just to Moshe, but to anyone he had a connection with, including all of Klal Yisrael within this context. So this is what I would say in explaining how the shift in all the Pesukim. I think it explains the shift in the Lashonis that the Torah uses. But I think there's a very important message here. Because we see that, on one hand, Yisrael acted as Hossein Moshe, and through him, he was Yitar Parsha Achas Batar. So his acting as Chason Moshe, his responsibility for others, resulted in his own personal spiritual growth. Yisrael, she Yitar Parsha Achas Batar. What brought about the Yitar Parsha Achas Batar? His concern for others, his responsibility to others. The Navolti Bol, Gamata, Gam, his concern for others. Gamata, Gamama, Zasher, Imach. That's what brought about his personal spiritual growth. His acting and taking responsibility for others brought about personal spiritual growth. That's on one hand. And if you look at the other side of the coin, Vayichad Yisrael, Vayomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, he was acting as Yisrael. He wasn't taking responsibility for others. What the Gemara tells us, Zahalacha, in Perek Haroah and Brachas. Haroah Mokam Shenasmu Nisam Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shasan Nisam Asen Mokam Azeh. So if you see a place where Nisam happened, you have to say a bracha. How do we know this halacha? Mino animili, Amar Rav Yochan, de Omer Chra Vayomer Yisrael. So from Yisrael, we learn out of halacha. He taught Klal Yisrael this halacha, that on Nisam you say a bracha. The Medrash actually says Gnai hu la Moshe v'shishem ribo shol omro baruch Hashem atshapo Yisrael. It's somewhat of a gnai that they didn't initiate that themselves. They said shira, but shira and bracha are conceptually different. That's a totally different topic, a different discussion. Klal Yisrael said shira, but they didn't say bracha. Yisrael taught them this lesson: you have to say bracha on these. So where he acted as Hosein Moshe, it elevated him as Yisrael. Where he acted as Yisrael to say a bracha, it elevated him as Hosein Moshe. He taught Klal Yisrael, he did a tremendous chesed. He taught Klal Yisrael halacha of the recital of bracha and Nisa. So I think the message of the parsha is that one has to fulfill both responsibilities. One has to strive to fulfill his responsibilities, to elevate himself, but also to take responsibility for others. And if you do strive to do that, then your zochah to see Yishmaya. And your efforts in one realm will result in elevation in the other realm. Your efforts as Hosein Moshe will elevate you as Yisrael. Your efforts as a Yisrael will elevate you as Hosein Moshe. That's the message I see in this part.